What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video that basically proves why Joe Biden is the worst president ever. And before I get in that, though, I want to give you a word from promopalace.biz.
Looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or your service, please go to promopalace.biz. Also, you can email promopalace1@gmail.com. That's promopalace1@gmail.com. Let's get into it. This is proof that Joe Biden is clearly the worst president ever. Let's get into it.
Back with another video. Now, this one right here was another one that was sent to me, and this one is called Send This to Your Democrat Friends. Look, yeah, I have no idea what this video is about. Everybody wanted me to check it out, so I'm definitely going to check it out. And like I said, before we get to the video, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and I always got to say before we start this, shout out to everybody that's been showing love on these videos, hitting that like button for me. Y'all been going crazy hitting that like button. Thank you so much, man. And let's keep it going. Hit that like button. Subscribe if you're new, because I got more great content to come. All right? So without further ado, man, let's go ahead and dive straight into this. Send this to your Democrat friends. Let's see what this is about.
I will tell you this. The president is the best communicator that we have in the White House.
Oh, God.
Let me start off with two words.
What?
Made in America. Okay.
Hold up. This fool said, I posted this on Facebook yesterday. Nobody caught on it. This fool said, let me start out with two words. Made in America. One, two, three. Let's keep it moving.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He said, hold on now. He said, let's start off with two words, and then he said, made in America. That's three words, Joe. What the world? He started off quick.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by, go, you know the thing.
More than half the women in my cabinet.
Hold up. All women are created by... You know the thing, this guy, I mean, this is worse than William McKinley, who was actually the very first bot president. Do your history. William McKinley, very first bot president. This is far worse than McKinley.
More than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
No one's ever wondered that I mean what I say. The question is, I sometimes say all that I mean.
I guess that old expression, the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
I'm going to hand it over to Secretary.
Hold up. The proof, I guess the expression, the proof in the pudding is in the eating. I haven't heard that one. The proof is in the pudding and the eating. You know what's going on here? He needs to be put in a nursing home, and he's already thinking about that he's going to be eating a shit ton of pudding while he's in there.
Mr. Secretary, I'm going to have you speak now.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy. Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracy.
Oh, my God.
I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there.
runs the outfit.
I want to make sure we thank the secretary.
And representatives Shirley Jackson Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli.
Did he just say Al Green?
Yes, he did say Al fucking Green. This motherfucker said Al Green. I mean, everybody loves Al fucking Green, but I don't think fucking Al Green is even alive to work for you fucking president.
Is it anybody named Al Green? I know the singer Al Green, but that's he said Al
about.
Green.
He didn't talk about the singer.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Pinnell, excuse you.
And what am I doing here?
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Thanks to Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley and Earl Bump and Earl. I know. You can call me Biden. Joe Biden.
It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women.
This jackass read, end of quote, repeat the line. You're not supposed to, say, end of quote, repeat the line. You're supposed to just end the quote and then repeat the line. Man, my 6 or 7 year old nephew is smarter than this motherfucker.
Are not without electoral and or political or maybe precise, not and or political power.
I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
If you agree with me, go.
I'm sorry. There's nothing proud about being a fucking Democrat. These motherfuckers think a man can become a woman and a woman can become a man. There's nothing proud about that shit.
Joe 30330 and help me in this fight. Text Joe 23. Excuse me. I got to get this right. Joe 30330.
That's why we were defeated in 2018.
You know what's pathetic? These people in the fucking crowd are enabling this shit. They acting like this shit, he's like the coolest motherfucker on the planet because he can't even pronounce one single fucking word. One word. I mean, this guy like can't pronounce one freaking word right. Like, this is awful, man. And they literally want to vote this shit in again. If they literally vote this shit in again, screw all Democrats. I will literally tell anybody to their face, if you're a Democrat, stay the far away from me. I'm swinging on your ass. I'm swinging on every Democrat on the planet. If this stupid fucking moron who can't even fucking say one fucking word, pronounce one word right, is in office again. I mean, if it is, we're fucking doomed. That will be the fucking end of America.
When they tried to do it, we went to 54 states.
The way China will respond is when we gather the rest of the world that in fact invades in open trade and making sure that we're in a position that the world that we deal with WHO the right way.
What the fuck is he saying? What the fuck is this guy saying? Why is this guy still in fucking office? What the fuck is going on in this fucking country, man?
And in fact, that's when things began to change. That's when China's behavior is going to change.
We bring social workers into homes.
Did he say that's when China's behavior is going to change? Get the fuck out of here, man. What the fuck are you talking about, man? China's behavior is not going to fucking change because anything. Oh my God. So China's going to suddenly get morals because of something we do. Like, this guy in the video is being a little too, he's being a little too easy on this shit. I mean, this is batshit fucking crazy right now.
Parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want to help. They don't want, they don't know quite what to do. Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone, make sure the kids hear words. A kid coming from a very poor school, a very poor background, will hear 4 million words fewer spoken by the time they get there.
The case where we cannot let.
Does anybody know what the fuck he just said? Do you understand one word of what the fuck he just said?
This, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. We can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
The first frost, you know.
I mean, can anybody understand a single fucking word of what he's saying? Does any of this shit make any fucking sense? You know how much sense it makes? Zero. Zero fucking sense, man. There's no way this guy is running the fucking country, man. He's the biggest puppet ever.
What's happening? You had to put on their windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window.
Oh, my God. Now, look, here's the thing right here, y'all. This is bad. I'm gonna be honest. This is bad. Now, I'm not gonna bash the man.
That's the problem. That's the problem right there. You don't wanna bash him. He's the fucking president of the fucking United States. You gotta bash this shit, man. You gotta bash this shit. I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for this shit. Because this motherfucker should be in a fucking nursing home. Not in a fucking Oval Office.
Fumbling over your words, but, you know, and make fun of him. I'm not going to be up here to make fun of him. I'm not going to do that. But as far as me just listening and stuff like that, you would think to yourself, like, dang, where do all of the people that voted for Joe Biden, like, what is going through their mind right now? Because I don't know. I don't think a lot of people will feel good about this.
They're enabling this shit.
He trips over a lot of his words.
They enable this shit.
I think they had, like, the teleprompter up, and he even tripped over his words reading from a teleprompter and stuff like that. So, like, it's bad. I mean, you just got to be honest. Like, this ain't no hate. This is no hate at all. Like,
it's not about hate. It's not about hate.
It really is.
Look, yeah, let me throw that in. This ain't about hate. This is batshit fucking crazy. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm not going to bash this shit. No, I'm bashing this shit because this motherfucker shouldn't have been in office in the first fucking place. I'm bashing this shit. It's not about making fun of it either, but what the fuck? You can't understand anything this motherfucker. None of this shit makes sense.
It don't matter which way you try to push it. This is bad. I mean, golly, bro. Oh my God. Like I said, I just wonder what's going through the people's mind that voted for this man. Like, what do they think? Do they?
They don't care because to them, Trump is Hitler and the worst fucking president ever. But clearly, they're dumber than a fucking bag of bricks. They're fucking morons, man. This guy's not even competent to do the fucking job. He should be in a nursing home. Not in the Oval Office, man. This guy's he's too nice about this shit, man. This is like, this guy is in charge of running the fucking country. He's not in charge of running the fucking McDonald's, man. This isn't a guy who's charged of running the fucking McDonald's. He's in charge of running the fucking country. And you want to not be harsh and not bash this shit? No, bash this shit.
Think they will like this? Or do you think some people will still say, you know what, we can put up with it?
They can.
But
yep.
It's like,
yep,
sometimes
put up
he's trying to read off something. It's like he read off a paper, he'll mess up, especially when he just try to freestyle and just say it from his head and just say
he can't freestyle.
He's just tripping over words. He said woman in cabinet. He said a lot of things. But at the same time, like I said before, I'm not making fun of this man. I'm not going to bash him, call him now. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going by the video itself and what
I'm bashing
I see.
It. I'm bashing.
Like I said, this is bad.
I'm bashing.
They're just being honest.
That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
So there's a lot of major. This, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. Way that we can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
The first frost.
Okay, check. Do you notice that? He said the same exact thing that he said in front of somebody else and still fucked it up the same exact way. This is bad.
You know what was happening? You had to put on their windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window.
What?
That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
So there's a lot of major things we've done.
Oh, he rewound it. I see.
But what we haven't done is we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is... Make me say another way.
Well, see, that's kind of perfect.
See, and that's another thing that I've noticed, too, that, like, when Joe Biden, when he get into, like, a... He trying to, like form a sentence or something like that, he'll start off pretty good sometimes. And then it's like he'll just lose his whole train of thought.
He can't think the last word.
That man will literally forget what to say, like, in seconds. I don't know how that, like, constantly, like, happens a lot to him, but it's I don't know. But I've noticed that a lot. Like, he can't, like, always finish a sentence. Like, he'll just start off good, and it'll just he'll just lose his whole focus. Like, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. You go ahead.
But yeah, well, we haven't been able to communicate.
But I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years.
40?
And that 40. I'm going to beat 40. Joe Biden. Sorry.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
He said he's going to beat Joe Biden. That's you. Are you trying to say Trump?
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years. And that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Sorry.
He said he's going to beat Joe Biden.
No, I... Probably best I don't.
If you enjoyed this video, hit like and subscribe to our.
Woo! Oh my God. I guess I can say no wonder they said show this to your Democrat friends. And like I said, I appreciate everybody watching this. Y'all let me know what y'all think. But at the same time, I gotta call it like it is. I gotta call it right down the middle. I can't sugarcoat it. I can't sit up here and fake anything. Like, this was bad. It really was. Like,
bad's an understatement. This is awful. This is terrible. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. This is some shameful shit, man. This is some shameful shit. We look like the weakest fucking country on the fucking planet right now, man. I mean, if I was Russia or China, I would invade us right now, man. We look so fucking pathetic. I mean... I don't want to hear about Trump or any other president being worse than Biden. I don't want to hear about Reagan, Nixon, none of these motherfuckers. Joe Biden is officially the least incompetent president ever, which makes him the worst. It's one thing for a president to be bought. Just because the president's bought doesn't mean he's not incompetent. It doesn't mean that he can't speak properly. It just means he's crooked. You know, it doesn't mean that he can't do the job. It just means he refuses to do the job because he's being paid not to do the job, which that ended up backfiring on when William McKinley was the first bot president. His vice president was my favorite president of all time, Theodore Roosevelt. They ended up backfiring on him because the second election, which William McKinley, they got William McKinley. Because back then, this is the thing you got to realize. Back then, there wasn't just two terms. There wasn't just two terms. Because if I'm not mistaken, Franklin Roosevelt did like 3 or 4 terms. Back then, you could do more than 2 terms. So William McKinley was going to be bought until... You couldn't be bought no more. So luckily, a regular civilian just assassinated him because they knew, like, he was definitely against the people. He was working totally for the billionaires who owned all the monopolies, But I still can't put William McKinley as the worst president over Biden, and he was a bot president. Yeah, this is awful. This is terrible. If this guy gets voted in again, I can't speak to a fucking Democrat for the rest of my life. If anybody votes Biden in for a second term, I can't speak to them ever. And if they come close to me, I'm gonna have to swing on them. Cause literally, this is some shameful shit, man. This is the weakest our country's ever fucking looked. We look dumber than a bag of bricks. We look like a bunch of fucking morons who can't even complete a fucking sentence and say hypocrisy. I mean, get the fuck out of here, man. What the fuck is going on in this country? I can't believe they literally voted shit. You know what's really pathetic? Kamala Harris is even worse of a candidate. She could actually speak sentences, and she would actually be probably shittier of a fucking president than this. Because the only thing she knows how to say is, the thing is she only knows how to say one thing is, how do we get to the root causes? That's the only thing Kamala knows how to say, but at least she knows how to say it. At least she knows how to say every single word and how do we get to the root causes. But that's the only thing she knows how to say is root causes. How do we get to the root causes? Yeah, this is batshit crazy. This is not cool. This is shameful. We look weak as shit. We look like a bunch of morons. This country looks dumber than a bag of bricks that y'all voted this shit in, because I sure as hell didn't vote for this fucking moron. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.